Welcome to the Penny Arcade Staff Podcast.
Did you say the Yarcade? Because that's kind of what it sounded like.
I like Josh's radio voice.
It's that's my normal voice. What are you talking about? I was just listening to my voice the other day. I'm like, God, I sound fucking nasal. I'm going to look up how to make myself sound less nasal. Apparently, it's because I had the mic down here. So if you have it up higher, which now it's in front of my eyes, if you have it up higher, it's less nasal, apparently.
Also, you're so used to hearing your own voice
from inside. You know,
I don't care. Okay, well, that's even worse. So I think I sound better than I do in actuality, and everyone else hears this horrid nasal voice.
It's not
that's
horrid.
What you're saying.
I mean, it's not horrid. That's all I'm going to say. But you did say Yarcade.
Whatever. Maybe it was a, you know, I was going for an accent.
Hey.
New York.
It, like a pirate?
Or, yeah. Yeah, that was a pirate accent.
Benny Yarcade.
My pirate intro.
Josh, Yarcade isn't our brand.
You're going off brand.
You're going to confuse the people at home.
Oh, my God.
They're going to be checking the box. Like, what did I buy?
Club Penny Yarcade.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Doesn't work.
Is this Frosted Flakes and now or you can, Frosted
no,
Freaks?
No. See, I have expanded the brand. Now you can do a Penny Yarcade shirt. And you can have a pirate on there, you know? Like Pirate Gabe and Tycho. Look, I just expanded the brand.
Yarcade.
Money.
Yarcade.
All right. Someone go put that on a shirt.
Yay.
Sell it.
I don't know whose job that would be.
So anyway.
Right. Yeah, oh yeah. Who all is speaking anyway?
Oh, sorry. This is Robert from Penny Arcade.
This is
Penny Yarcade.
Penny Yarcade.
This
Penny
is Brian Yarcade. From Penny Arcade. But I suppose I mean, am I hired by Penny Arcade too?
Yes.
Am I on the crew?
You are, yes. Yeah, absolutely.
Excellent.
First mate.
And Jamie from Penny Arcade.
Not a wench.
Not
and,
a wench.
And Child's
Not
Play.
A wench. And Child's Play.
And Child's Play.
So
you got multiple.
All the things.
And me.
Who's
so,
me?
Me, oh everybody God. Knows me. It's this horrible nasal voice that you're so used to hearing every fucking time. Probably driving you crazy. God.
Hey, there's a cross-branding opportunity here where we can have them walk the child's plank.
That's pretty good. Sort of.
Yeah, all right.
All right, I don't have to leave. I'm
no.
still first mate.
No,
okay, excellent.
I had to consider it. Okay, so we have a topic today, yes.
Yes, today we have a topic, just like every day.
And oh, but before we get into the topic, can I actually ask something real quick?
No.
Which is that since Brian is here, I'll actually talk to Jamie specifically. So we communicate via methods that have read receipt these days. You know, it's 2014. That's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when someone sends you a message and they fucking read it and they don't respond, does that drive you up the wall?
Yes.
What is wrong with you, Brian?
This has been a problem with Brian forever, though.
I know.
Yeah.
But it's like, I don't understand. So, okay, tell me this. Okay, you told me that you wanted to go out to lunch today. Go ahead and invite me out to lunch.
Hey, Robert, would you like to go out to lunch today? He's doing a thing where he's just looking at me.
I mean, does this seem rude to you for me to fucking clearly receive this message from you, but me to not say fucking shit to you?
I realized at night this weekend that I never responded to your golf invite, and I'm sorry.
Oh, did you just I don't understand. What in under what circumstances are when you read it, but you're like, oh, you know what? Oh, look, Robert's inviting
sleeping.
Me. Robert invited
me. No, it does happen sometimes.
Napping.
Like, if I'm busy doing something and I check it, and then I'm like, busy, I sometimes forget to
I
go
specifically
back to
read
I usually
that
don't, though. I always respond eventually.
I know. You always respond. You always respond, Jamie. Brian, you never fucking respond. What is wrong with you?
I'll just delete Kick.
It drives me crazy.
What drives me crazy is I'm with Brian and I watch him do it to other people. I'll be talking to him. I'll watch him pick up his phone, look at it, kind of nod to himself, and then put it back down. And I know what's happening, and I'm like, Brian, stop our conversation and reply to that person.
But
like,
that would be rude.
No, it wouldn't. It would be nice.
So I'm just saying, like, you have two options. Either you can reply, or you can not look at it if you are, in fact, occupied and cannot reply.
And a reply doesn't have to be, like, your eventual reply. It can be like, hey, paying for my check. Talk to you in a second. Like,
or
you don't have to.
Or anything. As opposed to me seeing it, he goes, R. Okay, he's read it. And I'm like, okay, should I wait to make a tea time? Because I don't know whether or not he might be part of this or not. And I'm just sitting there holding my dick. All right? So fucking just respond, please.
Neither of you are iPhone users, but on iMessage, it shows you like the little bubble when they start typing.
If they're messaging.
And it's the worst when you send it to somebody. It shows that they've read it. They start replying. You see the little bubble pop up. It disappears and then never comes back. And you're like, really? Really? Or it's just sitting there for like an hour because they typed
and then it's
a
like,
word.
Okay.
Or they accidentally hit a button even.
Yeah. Brian, you're a criminal.
Sorry, I just had to get that off my chest because it happens all the time.
Is that really why I was brought in here?
This is an intervention.
You need
Brian,
to start responding.
Public shaming.
But it happens so often.
There's no sign.
It's
like,
called
I've,
the Brian.
How I Met Your Mother has taught me that interventions have big signs.
Yeah.
And everybody lined up against the wall.
Well, these are the only people we could get into the room. No one else wanted to come.
No one cared enough. No one else replied to the message. They all read it but didn't reply.
So anyway, I'm sorry. That was a tangent. We have a topic to talk about. Josh, please.
The topic for today is staff adventures.
Well, the way that was phrased to me via an email you sent was that things that have happened to us that would not have otherwise happened.
Yes.
And things that, you know, being here at Penny Arcade have opened our worldview to things
or
like that.
Allowed you to do or
basically, you know, everything that happens.
Nothing that couldn't be cleared up by some penicillin.
Yeah.
A little bit of rest. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Brian and I have the interesting experiences of getting to travel to foreign countries a lot together
for sourcing
manufacturing stuff, and there are a lot of things that we certainly almost get into trouble for, but we never get into trouble.
No one has died or been seriously hurt.
I've never put my wing wong in anything that would have caused issues.
Nothing with teeth.
Silence from Brian.
Well, they have those weird, they have different plugs in other countries. And sometimes I'm not sure if they need to be grounded.
Anyway.
I think we're talking about different wing wongs.
Anyway, that's always exciting. I mean, like, what is nice is that, like, we have the opportunity to travel around the world a lot. And all of us do here. And it's very, very cool. And what's nice is that most times we get to take a day or two to experience that place. Like, yeah. I know that, like when Erica and Kenneth and I were in New York, like we went and took a day and we just explored around New York. And
it was like 1 degree outside, right?
It was very cold.
You guys basically spent that day complaining to me by a kick, which I then read and didn't respond to.
Yes, exactly. And like,
but when I showed up later.
Like when we went to when we first went to Hong Kong, right? Like, you know, we went up to Victoria's Peak and, you know, we're able to really kind of explore the city.
Wherever we are, like on any of these trips, we tend to, there's always mealtime and we make the most of those mealtimes usually. Yeah. Every once in a while, like even at this point, even if we're in the middle of doing like a convention, we sort of have learned to get outside of the convention walls and not eat convention food or whatever.
Yeah.
And that's always, I always think of those as little mini adventures, and sometimes you take them further, like when you made me eat durian.
God. Do you want to talk about the durian story?
I mean, I feel like on every one of our trips that have any sort of length, that like Robert does something to make me uniquely uncomfortable every time. And in one of those cases, I think that he considers them Robert's cultural lessons for Brian.
Expanding your worldview.
But on one of those trips, one of the more recent ones, he wanted to have me try durian, which
you gotta try durian.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Is that a universal?
No, people don't know. Most people don't know what it is. Go ahead, explain.
So, when we're in Hong Kong, every time we walked by a grocery store, there was like a specific kind of rank smell that they have, and I asked Robert what that smell was. At one point, he said, "Oh, that's the durian." And durian is a fruit that best described smells like two butts inside of each other.
Two butts.
And then the inner butt farts. And
it,
then
it smells so
when that
horrible.
Fart escapes eventually.
It smells so, so bad.
Yeah, and the smell's actually so bad that it was, at least before, you could not take it on planes with you?
Well, I can tell you. Okay, so please continue.
I feel like there probably is zoning regulations about it. But yeah, so we went to the grocery store. We bought it. We also bought various plastic bags to transport it in. But like we just kept it in its whatever, the sealed package that it has. And we got it home and back to the hotel room and opened it up and had our whole experience trying it. And if it's possible for it to like... The taste was bad because it smells bad, right? And that's most of taste. But the worst part was the texture, which was like, I mean, it was very mucousy. And
The problem is that when it smells like rotting flesh, you immediately associate it with rotting flesh. Yeah. And of course, then it feels like rotting flesh.
And then it's a mucus, but it's like fibery enough that it demands to be chewed and have like spend time in your mouth. So you can't just be like, bleh, and get it done with. Like it's there for a minute.
It feels like a rotten mango.
In a lot of ways, it's a cross between a mango and a rotten banana.
It's like poop.
And then there's poop. So we eat as much as we can. We have this whole durian, right? We eat as much as we can, and neither one of us, like, this isn't just me going, and Robert's like, ooh, it's delightful. Like, no,
I don't like it either.
Like, Robert, I've never seen Robert's face so scrunched up as when he was, like, about to put it in his mouth. Like, I think it's the closest I've seen to fear from Robert. And so we eat enough, and then we quickly eat a lot of pastries to make up for it, you know? And then we have this durian left that we have to throw out. So we... wrap it up in plastic, tie it off in like just a plastic, it was like a plastic shopping bag or whatever, tie that off. And then we put that bag into another bag and then tie that off. And then that went into like a big Ziploc bag. And then that went into another bag. Like we did this, the bag inception was 7 layers deep of like various plastic bags, some that were completely airtight. And yet.
when we left
and we're like, all right, let's go. We need a real meal now. I think then we did bacon wrapped by cheese to reward ourselves. But we came back and the room, might as well have been inside of the second butt. Like, dude, it was so gross.
It was so bad. Like the smell just permeated outside of those bags. And you could tell the epicenter was the trash can where we put it in.
In the bathroom. Yeah.
In the bathroom. And it was like, oh my God. Oh my God. This is, so I don't even understand how this is a legal thing. It's brutal. But anyway.
But they carry it in all the grocery stores.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, and so there's one of the great adventures that I had because I worked at Penny Arcade that I wouldn't have had otherwise.
Adventure, two butt fruit.
two butts equals one fruit.
Yeah. How about you, Jamie?
I'm trying to think of adventures that are podcast appropriate.
Trust me. There are a lot of those.
There are a lot of them. Oh, one of my favorite adventures is riding around on the scooters after Boston.
Right? Oh, the...
on the Rascals.
The Rascals, taking the Rascals like, that we had. And we were essentially jousting with the Rascals. It was Monday night or Sunday
it
night.
It was Sunday night. The first time, because I think you guys did again this year.
We did.
But last year... I was present for it, and it was like everybody's exhausted, PAX is over, the convention center is empty, and we just run across like 20 Rascals parked together.
Mm-hmm. There's only really one outcome.
There was only really one thing that happened.
But that wasn't enough for everyone that was there.
No.
So then some of us were like getting into like building carts out of like dollies and stuff.
Yeah,
and
it pushing became each other like around. Cart
there
was, like, races.
Somehow there was like a shopping cart, I think. And and like Ryan and I were pushing each other and trying to get into the jousting, but no one really wanted to.
Cause I feel like there was like a Nerf gun involved. It's kind of hazy, but it was a good time.
This year, we did it again and we had the dice. And so
dice.
We were like just driving around in these carts, just throwing them at each other as hard as we could.
I guess Dylan got pegged in the eye with a D4.
Everyone got pegged in the head by something at some point. And like I hit Ryan moving at like 30 yards. And yeah, but like Dylan got two really bad ones in a row, yeah. Like in the ear and in the, and right in the temple. And then, but like it was late, right? So sure. He was like, ah, well, this was really fun. I gotta go. But the only person who heard him say that was Ryan. And so we just see Dylan like start walking off and Ryan comes back and told all of us, like, he was like, who was the last person who hit Dylan in the head? And I was like, that was me. And he goes, he's really pissed at you. Like he was like, this is bullshit. I was just trying to have fun with everyone, and I got hit in the head twice, and it just fucking, it hurts so much. And I'm going to quit. Like, this is the worst. I'm going to, fuck these guys. And he just left. And he's like, so pissed, Brian, you should, I think he's really upset. And so and Ryan kept it going long enough that I started sending Dylan messages, checking on him to make sure he was okay. Because, at the very least, I know that, after the first PAX that I worked as a Penny Arcade employee, that's exhausted. And I was exhausted and didn't really, I was emotionally, not fully stable. But it was fine. Dylan was fine. He had a good time.
That's good.
But I think that was...
Ryan is the biggest troll.
Ryan's the biggest troll possible.
Right before, actually. Actually, Josh, what do you got? Because we have a lot of interesting things with planning of things.
We have interesting things. I just actually thought about this. Is I've gotten to go to a lot of different places in America that I would not have because of the book tour I did with Mike and Jerry as their book tour chaperone. I don't even know where we went.
You were in St. Paul.
I don't remember.
You were in New York.
Oh, and then I got to drive across the United States with Eric. to bring him to Washington in his car. That. Yeah, that was an ordeal.
Part of our relocation plan.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I remember that.
Because he had a car and he needed a driver.
A packed Prius.
All right, so we bought you a one-way ticket out to Minneapolis and said, come back.
Yeah, and then I was forced to drive him back.
Hey.
Did you get hit by a snowstorm in that? Or was it the
Oh, yeah, yeah. You got brutalized over the mountains. I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you were in a Prius?
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, that's a good snow car.
You know, it was weighed down, so it wasn't that bad. I'm used to driving in snow. I didn't die. He didn't die.
Good job.
You know.
Made it.
We get to, the Fail Hours Bachelor Party. I know we were talking about that earlier today. That was a pretty nutso experience.
Yeah.
And me.
That was pretty crazy. That was pretty cool.
Oh, my God. I'm trying to think of, the different retreats as well. Hawaii, Orlando.
Well, and, we've gotten to make a reality TV show. That was definitely an experience.
That was nuts.
Yeah, having a camera pointed in my fucking face all the time.
Doing strip search, I went to one elimination and discovered that I am just as uncomfortable with reality TV as it's happening as I am with it on TV.
I loved those eliminations.
Oh, I couldn't handle it.
They were really good.
They were great, but I could not. It was too stressful.
I'm bad at sitting still, especially in that situation. In fact, during the commentary of one of the episodes, you yell at me.
So it fucking happens when you're screwing around in shot of the camera.
I didn't know I was in camera shot, though.
You got me in trouble at my one filming. You kept talking to me, and Robert turned around and was like, shh. And I was mad at you because you got me in trouble.
Nice work, Brian.
Way to go, Brian.
If only you'd use kick instead.
So fidgety. If only you reply to the messages.
You got me in trouble.
I didn't.
Yeah.
All the PAXs clearly are nuts.
Yeah.
Part of PAX.
We have an annual trip to Australia now.
Yeah,
That's pretty cool. Just lay out my annual travel schedule, and it feels like that's an opportunity that I wouldn't have had otherwise.
So you are on the road for, you go to starting the beginning of the year. Let's just say starting the beginning of the year. You usually take a trip.
I usually go back to the Connecticut. States in January because I don't get a holiday really.
And then you go to Boston for PAX East. Then you go,
to Connecticut right after that, usually for a few days.
Yeah. And then you go to San Diego Comic-Con.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got PAX Prime. And then there's go to Melbourne, Australia.
And then now we have San Antonio.
And then San Antonio.
Which is going to, that's going to replace Connecticut. I'm going to have to have a different trip.
Sure.
But, sourcing trip somewhere, that ends up going to Asia. So usually.
Oh, yeah. You got to go to a different place this year.
Yeah, I went to Taipei.
Yeah,
and then we also
went to mainland China.
Visited mainland China. Yeah, which was a whole ordeal with the getting visas. Learning about visas and that whole process was really interesting.
They really don't want you to go.
Oh, did you not? Had you not gone there before? Just Hong Kong?
I've been to mainland China a number of times, but we were I'd gotten conflicting information. This was completely my fault. I'd gotten conflicting information that the Shenzhen Economic Zone was essentially similar to Macau and Hong Kong in its special status as Chinese zone that you don't
that
need.
Maybe it is. It but is, not but not for Americans. Americans. Yeah.
Which is weird though, because Hong Kong and Macau are. Even though, like, literally, these are three zones that are within 50 miles of each other. Mm. It's very, very odd.
I mean, like, and anytime we mention a place, right, that we've been to, I can think of like some crazy story about it. Like, even just like the hotel room that we ended up getting put into Macau. When we went to Macau, it was like ridiculous.
Oh yeah.
The first night was like, it literally took us 7 minutes to shoot a video of us walking around.
We went to Macau and they were like, hey, you know what? Do you wanna try out our villa? And we're like, and it was just like me and Brian, we walk in like at 2 a.m. and we're like, all right, sure.
30 straight hours of travel.
Yeah. And we're like, all right, fine, whatever. And so they put us in this place that is larger than my house in Seattle.
Like, did they, was this like the Visitors Bureau or something putting you up?
I have no idea. No, we went into the MGM.
Oh, okay.
And they were like, hey, do you want to stay in the villa? And we're like, all right. When we were like dead tired, and we got in, and
it was like more of an inconvenience in a lot of ways.
It was so huge.
Huh.
Like, cool. We're talking 4,000 or 5,000 square feet of space.
We had like two toilets for each one of us. Like, each bathroom.
You have one for your head and one for your butt.
Yeah, exactly. There was like three bathtubs, a full kitchen.
There was a karaoke room, remember?
Yeah, there was. Oh, we're like, what is this room? There's a karaoke room. And then there was like back, all these like back entrances, so if you had service, like servants coming in and out, that you could do. Like,
they said that it could support a couple hundred people, right?
It was ridiculous. Christ. Yeah.
Hmm.
And Josh, it had a cool view of Macau too. That was the truth, because like when they moved us down later, because this was way up at the top, right?
Yeah.
When they moved us to our real room later, it was just like, meh.
Yeah, it was really weird. I don't know why they gave it to us for a night.
It was almost like they knew that they could move us over within like 8 hours, and the room was open.
Yeah, they're like, oh, yeah, whatever. Like,
eh, maybe give them a.
Yeah, let's give these kids some. Yeah, some
they'll
opulence.
Come back to MGM.
yeah, it was nuts.
Josh, do you remember the hotel room, the first E3 that I went to, like right after I got hired?
That was not a great hotel room. I don't understand.
It was pretty impressive.
It had pretty good ratings, but
that was like one of the official E3 hotels, right?
I think
they were all full by the time we got into them, because we were pretty far away.
Yeah, this year I said fuck it. By the way, I booked the hotels in Pasadena. I don't want to be anywhere near downtown. Like, I refuse to go to any parties. Nothing. I'm just like, I'm there for the meetings during the day, and I'm going to go to sleep early because I'm old.
Hmm. Yeah, this room was tiny, dingy, two little single beds.
That
the nightstand between, that was basically the whole room.
The beds were so like. I got there. I had a migraine when I got there, and I laid on the bed, and it was like an impact. Like, it wasn't like settling it. It wasn't even like remotely soft.
We didn't spend much time in the room.
We didn't spend much time there.
We got out of there as quickly as possible.
It was, yeah. Lovely. But first E3 was an adventure.
Yeah, that's something we wouldn't have been able to experience otherwise.
It's so, and I had been to PAX before I joined on, so I've attended PAX, and now I've seen PAX from the other side, but like, E3 is just so different and so massive. And we were there. It was leading up to this console generation. And we were there. Xbox or Microsoft and Sony were like across the aisle from each other. Mm-hmm. And Sony had like this two-story, like, it was just insane in scale compared to what I was used to.
Yeah. And we saw LeVar Burton.
Yeah, LeVar Burton.
LeVar Burton.
He was,
yeah, we met
he was
him.
Wandering around.
I saw him at Comic-Con, and he was like in a rickshaw. Like a bike rickshaw, and like the rickshaw driver was clearly lost, right? And they were like sort of talking to each other, and he was looking around, and I was like, I gotta go talk to him. Like, I loved reading Rainbow. Yeah. Like, it was a huge part of my childhood. I gotta say hi. And so I was gonna find, like, at that point, this was like my fourth year at Comic-Con. I kind of knew my way around like where all the main hotel locations were by then, so I was like, maybe I can ask them where they need to go, give them directions, and then finish it with like, but you don't have to take my word for it.
Oh, God.
And I had this whole plan. This whole plan. And I took one step, and Erica grabbed my arm and was like, don't. Leave him alone.
Wow.
Erica knew what was going through your head.
She looked at my face. It's probably like when I was starting to work on puns. Yeah. And I was like, but no,
it's
LeVar. It's
going to be great. I thought of one and now it slipped away. No. Famous people. I am not like, I don't watch movies. I don't really watch TV. I am a reader. I love to read. And a couple of years ago, Patrick Rothfuss is one of my favorite authors, like, of all time. And Brian, you actually gave him my number because he has World Builders. He has his charity. And he had called Brian to ask about something. And Brian's like, you should really talk to Jamie. Here's her office line. And so I got a voicemail from him, I think. And I didn't fully, like, believe it was him. So I called him back. And we just start talking about charity. And I'm like, hands on my desk, like, I wouldn't be starstruck if you had like a movie, you know, star walk by me, but I was so starstruck on the phone with Patrick Rothfuss and like putting everything I had into just like keeping my cool, just talk about charity, everything's cool, you know, be cool. But at one point in the conversation, he was talking about how he lives in the middle of nowhere, and so it's hard to find like people that are capable and like, you know, living in a big city, it's easier. And he said, it's hard to find, you know, smart and savvy people like you. And I had to like mute the phone because I was like, oh my God, Patrick Rothfuss just complimented me. Oh my God, I can't handle it. And now he's cool and we're friends and everything. But like, I was so starstruck on the phone with Patrick Rothfuss. And I would have probably waited in line to see him at PAX if I hadn't started working here. So that's a pretty cool adventure for me. Hmm. Getting to meet one of my heroes.
And you get to leave the office.
We all get to meet some really interesting folks. That's true. We get to see interesting places. We get to meet interesting people. We get to impact a lot of people's lives. Yeah. Like it's not a bad gig.
I remember specifically at Faye Lauer's wedding at the zoo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I was walking through the zoo. It was me and Rachel and then Anne and Will Wheaton. Yeah. So we're just walking through the zoo with Will Wheaton, and then we had this like owl tutorial. There was just like, we're walking through, and like all of a sudden there's just like the zookeeper with an owl, like walking the owl back to the shed or whatever. And mm-hmm. then we had this whole like private interaction with an owl, with was like, I'm learning about owls with, like, I'm geeking out about owls with Will Wheaton, who's also geeking out about owls at my friend's wedding. This is really bizarre. It was an incredibly bizarre moment, but that's one of those.
Taylor's wedding is a really good memory of mine.
Mm-hmm.
We had a lot of fun. It's a lot of dancing. Very
a whole lot of dancing.
A lot of dancing.
I wore a kilt to that thing, didn't I?
You did. You did wear a kilt. And we danced, I think, until like 3 a.m.
Yeah.
I remember Erica drank too much.
Erica drank too much. That was the one thing.
A lot of people drank too much.
A lot of people drank
there
too
was
much. There
was fire dancing. There was some weird stuff that happened.
It was crazy.
Feel
like
cut
was
a bottle of wine open with a sword.
He savored the champagne open. They had an ice luge for
shots. That was the death of Erica.
Yeah, the ice luge was too much. But
so gross.
Good times.
So unsanitary.
Ugh.
I see things now and I'm like, oh, Robert would find that so disgusting.
Really love those chocolate fountains then, don't you?
I retch whenever Golden Corral commercial comes on and they show that, it's like, ugh, push the food away. Then I'm working on.
There was a Brookstone in the airport that had this like magic sand stuff that
I was just
watching people walk by and like stick their hands in. I'm like, Robert would vomit in his mouth.
Did you hear last week's podcast?
No, I haven't heard it yet.
Faye Lauer brought in a package of magic sand and I freaked out over it.
That's really funny because I have not yet listened to the podcast.
It's so disgusting. Oh, this is the worst.
Hey, all right, look, I have a story for you.
Yeah.
Do we have time for
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
So you mentioned in the beginning like that we sort of usually have a little bit of time, a couple days or whatever. And this particular trip to Hong Kong, I added a couple days on to the end of it where I stayed on after you left. And they were just like sort of personal days to be in Hong Kong because I really like the city. And so like I went to the tailor. I went to a couple of the restaurants that we usually go to that we didn't get a chance to because we were really rushed this time. So I went back to the Bacon Wrap Lai Chi place, which is like, I mean, for people at home, like it's one of my favorite restaurants in the world.
Sure.
And it certainly kind of stands as one of these sort of like finds that Robert and I had during our trips to Hong Kong. We've gone back pretty much every time we've been there. It's technically a Szechuan grill place, which is like, I guess, similar to like a Japanese stone grill where it's like lots of sort of like tapas-y sort of little skewers of this, like a yakitori kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the focus point of it is that they have bacon wrap lychee. Like, that's what got us through the door. The first time we're like, what is this bacon wrap lychee? That sounds really weird, but I love lychee. Robert likes lychee and bacon. So we gave it a shot and it's amazing. It's better than it you could possibly imagine. It's the greatest food combination on the planet. The salty, the sweet.
He's
the,
right.
It's so good. It's so good. And they do bacon amazing at this place. Somehow it just melts in your mouth, the whole thing. And so I went back by myself. I got in this back corner booth and it was like just the greatest. Like, the food was like perfect. The bacon wrap lychee was, it was like, you didn't barely have to chew it. Like, melted in the mouth. And I had bacon wrap asparagus and I had these like kale shoots that were served with this, like, I don't even know. It was like wasabi soy, but the soy had pineapple in it.
Okay.
It tasted incredible. So anyway, like, long story short, had this amazing meal. It was just, I was very, very satisfied. And while I was waiting for them to bring me the bill, I just kind of stepped to the back, went to the bathroom, and it was like, it's one of these sort of one-person bathrooms with, you know, and there's a little bit of a line, and I finally go in there, and I'm about to pee. So, like, literally, like, unzipped, just with my dick out, right?
Yes.
And then something just falls in through my vision, right? And so I was like, what was that? And I look, and it clicked in front of me, and right in front of the urinal, like, literally, like, if it had fallen 2 inches closer than me, it would have landed on my dick. Was a cockroach. Like a giant cockroach.
Oh, no.
Like this big. Like as big as my fucking phone, right?
You just are like, bullshit. Like,
and it's like doing the, on its back, like flipping itself over. But like, and
well, I'm you're like, saying it's like 4 inches long.
It is fucking huge,
oh,
dude.
Oh, God.
Fucking, like, it is so big that when it flips itself over, right? It slides off of the urinal. Like, it does, it's, there's not enough space on it, and it falls on the ground. But so I'm like, what the fuck is happening? I'm like, and so I don't have my notebook with me. I wrote down the noise that I made as soon as I got back to my table. Like, when it happened. So, like, this happens. Like, and as soon as I realized that, I, like, stagger backwards. Stick in my hand, stagger backwards. Just go. And I went like this. So I went... So I go, fuck, and I'm standing there, and I'm like, just like, and then I have that moment of clarity where, like, I'm outside of my body, and I'm like, this is ridiculous. Like, I have to pee. I'm going to do this. There's a cockroach that is, like, staring me down. There might be this, frankly, the walls are probably filled with these things, and it fell down because it got pushed out of the nest. But there's someone outside of that door who just heard someone just like their experience. White person goes into bathroom. 20 seconds later, less than 20 seconds later, you hear, fuck. Like, what does he think is going on?
Oh, God.
So I have to steel myself, you know, step back up to the toilet. I do my business. The cockroach just jumps down and is like meandering around the bathroom. And I just run out of there when I'm done. Like, and then I sit down at the table and I just start laughing uncontrollably as I realize this. So now I'm in the corner looking like a crazy person as I pay my bill. But anyway, that is not stopping me from going back there ever again. But before you go to the bathroom, just look up and look out.
Dude, so, are you sure we can go back?
I will. I for that bacon wrap lychee, absolutely.
Fuck,
I'm
man.
Telling you that this was like a top 10 meal of my lifetime.
Fuck, man. God damn it. Oh.
But anyway.
Almost. Fuck. Got cockroach
almost,
and a dick.
Yeah, roach dick.
Dude, what would have happened? How much soap would you have fucking needed to scrub on your fucking wing wong if that thing had landed on your dick? Oh, no. God, I can't even fucking think about it.
The thing is, it made such a noise, it would have, like, it would have made
hurt.
An impact. Like, yeah, like, it would have
like, I, that thing, when it landed, was like.
Jesus Christ.
It made a noise. Oh, God. I was, it almost cracked the porcelain.
Oh, yeah. I can't even, I can't follow that up with anything.
Wow.
All right.
Podcast
anyway,
over.
What an adventure, huh? What an adventure. I was like, I'm glad Robert isn't here, because if I come out, like, I would have had the ghost, like, look on my face, and you'd be like, what happened in there? And I would have had to tell you, and then you would have freaked the fuck out and just run out of there, right?
And I was left.
You would have just gone. And I wouldn't have found you for 2 days. You would have gone on like a hand cleansing induced bender. You know, huffing,
spiritual journey.
Huffing your Purell.
All right. On that note, let's end the podcast. If you guys have any questions or topics you'd like us to discuss, please email at podcast.
Podcast, that's not the order.
Podcast at penny-arcade.com.
Fuck.
I'll show you the notebook.